Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A good tune-up such that come week one, we'll have a lot of reps underneath our belt to be ready to go.
Grant and Danny from Nationals Park. That was Kirk Cousins, as heard here on 106.7 The Fan with us earlier in the week. If you missed the interview, it is available in its entirety at grantanddanny.com/audio. Speaking of Kirk Cousins, he'll be in studio with us at DC Lottery Live on Sunday morning after Saturday night's game. We are giving away tickets all week, including six more pairs today, for you to come hang out with us and Kirk at that exclusive event. August 20th, that's this Sunday, DC Lottery Live. Come out to DC Lottery Live and get the exclusive inside scoop from Cousins. Food's going to be provided, presented by Lindsay Auto Group. It's going to be a great event for you. We will give away one pair of tickets a little bit later on this here segment when we wrap things up with the calls to you if you're listening and can answer a trivia question. So make sure you're tuned in at that time. How much would you play starters against Green Bay? That is the question. You just heard from Cousins. We also had Scott McLuhan on the show yesterday. He was fantastic. We had him on for about 20 minutes. If you missed that,
he's always great.
When we're done today, go to grantanddanny.com/audio and podcast it. Here is what McLuhan said about the difficulty of preparing a team for the regular season while trying not to get guys hurt, and the fact that they do have more to learn than ever before in terms of the difficulties of the offensive and defensive strategies and less time on the field than ever before.
It's tough. You know, I mean, it's you can never control it because it is what it is. I mean, if the guy gets hurt, the guy gets hurt. It's, you know, and you hate to see it. You know, especially in preseason, especially if you got a starter or a good number two. I'll never forget when I first started, I was in Green Bay, we had three guys break their forearms in preseason. Three guys. And Ron Wolf, the general manager at the time, was wondering, are we doing something wrong? You know, training-wise and all that, but you can't control it. It's awful. It's not something you want to see. But you still got to play the guys, you know, and not just the ones in week one, you know, in preseason or week two too much. But still it happens. But in some number twos, the depth that you lose just because of an injury, and you can't control it.
How much would you play the starters Saturday night?
Offense is different than defense for me. Defense, I just, you know, I worry about more Trent Murphys, more pileups. I know that can happen on offense too. But for me, defensively, I kind of do what I did this past week, okay? Defensively, they're rotating anyway. Guys that, quote, started the game were even playing in the second half. Phil Taylor was in the second half. Jonathan Allen was in the second half. These are all rotational pieces on the D-line. I kind of do that same recipe. The offense, here's what I tell them from the beginning. You guys are scoring three times, as long as it takes. Three scoring drives. You will stay on the field until you score three times. You do it your first three, that's great. You do it three out of four,
if
that's great, too.
Three quarters.
Then it takes three quarters.
That's stupid.
You will execute. We will execute, and you will depart when you are done executing. That's how long I'd keep him on the field.
From the guy last year who said that he wouldn't play his players in the preseason at all. Interesting turn of events. I'm going to go one quarter on offense. I'm going to go probably a little bit less than that on defense. And, by the way, if the offense, let's say it's a quirky quarter where they're on the field for a total of, I'll just pick a number, like eight plays, and they're three and out, and then they struggle in their second drive or something like that. And defensively, they've got, you know, a lengthy drive against them, and so that there's like 4 minutes time of possession in the first quarter. Then I will let them have another drive into the second quarter, but no more than that. For me, like you, I think the offense has to play a little bit more than the defense does. A, they're behind the defense, and B, the defense is see ball, get ball, as Scott McLuhan told us yesterday.
Right.
But remember, you've got a new play caller, you've got some new faces, you've got a bunch of pieces that on the defensive line are learning this defense and the linebacking core. Supposedly, Zach Brown doesn't know how to call the plays yet as an inside linebacker. He needs to be on the field to learn how to do that then, which is a problem because I don't want to risk that guy getting hurt because he's so good. But I'm going to go one quarter for the starters in general, and I would consider letting the offense go an extra drive into the second quarter, not necessarily the defense. Danny says three drives that end up in points, however long that takes. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. How much would you play your starters against the Packers? Pete is in Stafford to get us started on the phones. Thanks for the call, Pete. What's up?
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing this morning? I'd say a quarter, maybe a drive or two into the second quarter, because you need that chemistry with Cousins and Pryor. And defense, you need to, everybody need to be on the same page. The defense looked all right last week, but I figure maybe a quarter and a half.
Okay, so you're online basically where I am. Appreciate you. Feeling the same way, about a quarter. All right, thanks for the phone call. I don't know that Jamison Crowder is going to play. I don't know if Josh Doctson's going to play. Have you heard either of those or Jordan?
I have not seen just yet.
I mean, because those guys aren't practicing, I'm just assuming that they're not going to play. But he made a good point. Terrell Pryor and Kirk Cousins have one throw between them in a game so far, and Pryor ran the route about a yard too short, and Cousins threw a ball about 2 feet too high. They weren't on the same page and didn't connect the way that you want them to come the regular season. So, yeah, they need work together. There's no doubt about that. I would absolutely have them get more run together, at least a quarter. Donnie's in Mitchellville. He's on the fan. You can call us at 800-636-1067. How much work for the starters?
I ramped up, Grant. I say give them a quarter and a half, and I say that because losing Murphy and Sewell is kind of a thing to me, because, Danny, as you know, you can't have too many pass rushers, and you got to fill that void. And filling that void, you're telling me Zach, Will, and Foster having great camps. They doing what they got to. I say try them at outside linebacker. I mean, you move Sewell from linebacker to safety. Why can't you find a piece somewhere in there other than what you have at outside linebacker? But that's all I got, guys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call. I mean, for me, defensively, I know they've got to get on a kind of a new page. There's some carryover from Barry to Minuski. But there are some new players, a bunch of new pieces there. So you worry about chemistry there. But to me, they've got so many hits in their body. I mean, I'm looking at the offense, though, that needs the work. This is a running attack that stunk for the most part last year. Stunk under Jay Gruden really in year one, outside of those first couple weeks. Excuse me, in 2015. They were awful this first week against Baltimore. I mean, you watch that third and one play where a guy went unblocked. There's no communication. Like, I don't care how good or bad somebody is. You leave an NFL defensive tackle unblocked, a play's probably getting made. They need to establish something. And I'm not going to put a time limit on it where you go, you can have 2-3 and outs and that's kind of it. I need them to show the ability to get it done before you back off. I'm a big believer in you earned the right to relax. You earned the right to back off the throttle. The Nationals, for example, have earned the right to back off the throttle. You can have a B lineup in the second game of a doubleheader because you got a 2-touchdown lead in the division. If they were fighting tooth and nail, I would go crazy that you know the amount of that certain guys are sitting. The Redskins, they haven't arrived yet. They feel like they have, I think, in a lot of ways, hence that Jerry Brewer column last month, something that I happen to agree with. You need to basically say to the guys, you earned the right to relax. You earned the right to have Monday off, to have time off in the week. They haven't yet.
I mean, that's a tough guy platitude, but it really doesn't matter how good they look in this game. If you lose a key player like a Terrell Pryor, your win total in the regular season dissipates. So I think there's a happy medium where to say you got to get enough work in that you can succeed in September is one thing. To say that if you don't thrive and you don't score points and you don't look great, you can't come off the field, that's like saying you don't drink water, you know, until you're done running your laps. I think that's overdone. And the other thing is you have to remember they are not game planning right now at all for their opponent. So in that Baltimore game, just as an example, when they give up that third down pressure that turns into a sack and they have to punt on the opening drive of the game, now, should they have been able to make a block and make a play? Sure. But they didn't game plan for that stunt. They didn't look at Baltimore's front on film at all. And similarly, this week against Green Bay, they're not game planning for the Packers. You don't have enough time to do that and to install your own stuff. So they're focusing on themselves, not their opponent. They're installing their offense, their defense, all their new look things that they didn't have even last year or a couple weeks ago. And because of that, as an offensive line, they're not going to be watching film on what Green Bay does at all. So playing well against Green Bay is more difficult than it's going to be a handful of weeks from now. So then to demand that they look crisp and fluid and smooth, it's just not going to happen at the same extent, which is why to say you don't come off the field till you score three times, well, you're out there basically flying blind in a lot of ways. You don't really know what's coming. You're just relying upon your athleticism. And, yeah, a guy like Trent Williams shouldn't miss a block like he did on the first run of the game. He's probably not going to this week. But there's enough guys out there that aren't Trent Williams, that aren't good enough when they don't know what's coming, that they're going to struggle a little bit. I do care a lot about the timing with Terrell Pryor, Kirk Cousins, and anyone else that's going to be on the field, like Vernon Davis, when the season starts. I think games are the only way to replicate that. But, Danny, what you said is huge, the running game. They've got to get some cohesion going up front and just some momentum, some positive feeling.
You can't evaluate the running backs, man.
Exactly.
There's somebody in the backfield at the handoff.
How do I know what Rob Kelly is if he's getting hit 3 yards in the backfield every single time? Or Samaje Perine for that,
right? Same thing, man.
It's tough, but it's something that right now you got to imagine Jay Gruden and his staff are beating their heads against the wall, debating out in Ashburn at Redskins Park. We'll get back into the Redskins a little bit later on. Five things to look at come preseason game number two. Also, the NFL power rankings were released on ESPN.com. Where did they rank Washington? But speaking of the NFL next, Ezekiel Elliott is appealing his six-game suspension, and there is news about his ex-girlfriend that makes her look worse and Elliott look better. We'll get to that on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.